Welcome back. Time now for Theory of Korea, when we invite various intellectual leaders to come into the studio and help us unpack some abstract aspects of Korean culture. Well, this week, art often being a visual medium. From time to time, we get to dive beneath the surface and take a closer look at the minutiae responsible for the larger picture. The picture in question today will be the increasing prominence and popularity of Korean contemporary art internationally. To help us understand more about this, we've brought in Kim Ji-min and Chun Chong-hoon into the studio. They represent A and B Gallery, an organization that seeks to bridge the domestic and international art markets. Welcome to both of you.
Hi. Nice meeting you.
Nice to have you here. I just wanted to start by asking you, broadly, when we say contemporary Korean art, are we just talking about a period of time? They are contemporaries of us on our timeline, or are we talking about a different approach to art, different style to art?
Yes, definitely. Contemporary Korean art has a very different style from the old, and beloved by the contemporary people in Korea and overseas. So it's very difficult to say in word, but anyway, this we can say is what we call not traditional, but contemporary.
Okay, so a departure from traditional norms. What does your organization, AMB, do to highlight Korean artists?
Actually, AMB Gallery, operated by the association NEANE of French Korean Cultural Exchange Association, were founded in 2001 in May, and we continue to introduce Korean and European artists both back and forth in Europe and in Korean market. And we started to extend our operation by opening a gallery in Baden-Baden, Germany, mm-hmm. in 2011, and this year, we opened a new gallery in a French village in Korea, so-called Saremal. And we are doing hundreds of exhibitions in overseas and domestic market. And we participate in the international art fairs, especially in Europe.
Especially in Europe. So you've got kind of a Europe focus and a Germany focus to start. Is that, if you were to just name off the top of your head where the contemporary art scene appears to be the most vibrant, would you say Germany? Would you say Western Europe?
Normally in Germany, in Swiss Basel, in Paris in France,
okay,
and London, and Berlin, and Madrid in Spain.
Okay.
Those are major countries, actually.
Those are some hot spots that you want to be to introduce Korean contemporary art.
Right.
Ms. Kim, in your opinion, are there any distinct characteristics that contemporary Korean artists are known for?
Actually, when we people overseas talking about Korean art, they say that, okay, we know that you have more than 5,000 years of tradition, mm-hmm. and we know that Korean traditional art is beautiful, so what are you doing now? And I think contemporary Korean artists are doing this, which is that representation or new explanation of Korean art in their own point of view, which is that they are using new fabric.
Okay.
They are using new technique. They are using new interpretation based on the past. So when we are going to art fair, international art fair, they are very well received when they are using Korean traditional hanji, especially when they are using new technique like collage.
Collage.
Collage. Using Korean hanji paper, which is very well received because that is from the past, but it looks very new. And the second one is that the Korean temporary artists, which is who are well received, they are they are based on traditional Korean subject, but which is very accessible to the public, because the Korean art seems to be received as difficult, but they are accessing in a very new technique, so which is seen as accessible and easy to understand.
That's interesting. So new materials, uniquely Korean materials, this hanji paper, more perhaps complex presentation, like in the form of collage, not just one scene or one mountainside or whatever,
right.
But a bit more of a, I almost want to say a chaotic presentation if you're going to use things like collage,
sometimes.
Something
mm-hmm.
that's a bit more modern. And are we talking mainly about painting, or are we getting into, you know, video art or audio or photography, anything like that? Is that considered contemporary art when you present it overseas?
You know, in Korean art industries, mainly paintings are very developed.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, you know, photographs or printings or video arts are not yet popular in
okay.
this market. So we are right now trying to develop this, actually. But, you know, in Korea, this sector has not been yet developed, so we are still trying
sure.
to, yeah.
It's a nascent field, Korean contemporary art, at least in the eyes of the international community. So start with painting and then maybe build those other layers, those multimedia layers up a little bit later. The internationally acclaimed Korean artists in the contemporary field, would you say they are all part of one sort of school, or are they distinctly different in what they're doing?
It depends. I'm sorry. sometimes our artists who are working with us, some of them are from French schools, Beaux-Arts, and some are from completely local schools.
Okay.
Because we are looking for and we are searching for the artists who are free from any school or relation or connection, who are eager to represent themselves, looking for beauty, which is the nature of the art, and we are very open to them. We look for the portfolio, we talk with them, and then we work with them.
Are there any particular countries where Korean contemporary art is particularly well received, Mr. Chung?
Yeah. Actually, in Europe, Germany is a country where Korean arts are well received. You know, historically, you know, like Lee Woo-Fan, who is representing Korean modern art, and also another one like Baek Nam-jun, who created video art.
Sure.
Those two important artists, Korean artists, were well received and were started their debut in the German market, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, you tend to think of Germany as a bit of a cutting edge experimental art environment. These contemporary artists, are they tackling any sort of contemporary issues, feelings, you know, zeitgeists kind of thing? Obviously, you know, the instant parallel that comes up when you raise Germany and Korea is divided countries, right?
Right.
Are they tackling any of those feelings? Are they tackling any modern problems, whether it be, you know, urban crowding or, you know what I mean, the kind of themes that that a modern contemporary artist might be sensitive to?
Sure, you know, Germany has a very similar situation like in Korea, and also they are very open to Oriental concepts, you know,
okay.
Oriental philosophies.
Mm.
So that's why they accept well Asian philosophies.
Sure.
That's why I think the Germany is more open than other countries to receive this kind of cultural change, exchanges.
What sort of Asian philosophies are coming out in these artworks?
You know, like a Zen, you know, we call it Zen paintings or Confucianism, something like this, and Buddhism, you know.
Okay.
These kinds of concepts are well received and measured, you know.
Mm. Very traditional concepts, but expressed in a different...
Yeah. For example, in Germany, the Hanji, Korean the traditional paper, mm-hmm. Well received, and a lot of artists are applying this gradually, actually.
Yeah. What has been the timeline for Korean contemporary art in terms of its popularity? Is this just a thing of recent years, or have there been any particular milestones, particular exhibitions that have been sort of the coming out party for Korean art?
You know, historically, Korean art was not modern until 1950s, where the Civil War broke. in 1950s, you know, because of the influence from the United States, we so-called informal art has been coming. And 20 years later, the modernism came. And another 10 years later, you know, new expressionism, which had been generated from European countries, also came. And right now, since 1990s, the new trend is, you know, like pop arts and video arts, those kind of variety of art trend is coming. And right now, I don't know which one is exactly the symbol of Korean art, but those are kind of mixed trends, and we have to find major one at this moment.
Has the popularity of Korean contemporary art awakened at all an interest in more traditional art forms?
Sure. You know, Korea has 5,000 of years of history, including the art, and we are very proud of our ancestors' inheritance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the questions they are foreigners are asking to us is, you have a good ancestors, and what you are doing right now. So it's a kind of a responsibility and our concept to develop our own Korean contemporary arts. Which direction we have to go? Yeah, this is the question, actually, but we have to do based on these good directions.
Yeah, a modern voice in the world, just like every other country is developing. Ms. Kim, are there any barriers that make it difficult for Korean artists to succeed out there?
I think that compared to other countries who are supporting artists, I'm sorry. I have a sore throat.
Is that change of seasons? I know, I get it too.
And Christmas.
Yeah.
I have been shouting all night.
Have you been? All right, we're about to give you a break then.
As Mr. John mentioned for your previous question, looking through our history, we have astonishing artists such as Baek Nam-jun, Kim Hwan-gi, or Lee Hwan. Their distinctive character was that they have tried something new. Mm. For example, Baek Nam-jun, as you know, from the video art. And Kim Hwan-gi, he used different material, which is called gouache, which is not oil, but acrylic.
Oh.
Not acrylic, not ordinary material. For example, Lee Hwan, he used ink for minimalism. So it's kind of a fusion or mixture of new trend and his own material. And we have Seo Jung-min as our own artist for years. The interesting thing was that his grandfather worked at the Korean traditional drugstore. He had been watching his grandfather wrap the medication with hanji paper. Uh-huh. And he used that technique for his own painting, such as he write something as a calligraphy on hanji paper, dry it, iron it, wrap it with hands and stick to each other, cut it, and collage, which became amazingly beautiful abstract painting, which is very received in Venice Biennale several years ago. And this kind of activity and creative challenge should be go extremely well with government support.
Well, yeah, is there government support from the South Korean government to help foster this stuff?
We have, but compared to other countries, it is relatively short-term and not consistent, which is very disappointing for us to work with. And, for example, China, amazingly emerging country in art market.
Really?
They are huge in supporting artists. Hmm. And, for example, our several artists who has been studying and working in Paris, they compare Korean government support compared to French government support. Some of our artists, they rented a very old army storage built by Gustav Eiffel, and which was abandoned, you know, in the vineyard for years. They contacted a French government, and can we use it? We are 26 Korean artists, hungry artists. We need atelier. Uh-huh. And they rented, they paid 1,000 won. which is...
That's nothing.
Nothing.
That's fantastic. Wow. So, yeah, the support is coming from South Korean government and also from these overseas governments that are very eager to foster.
Actually, that is comparison because they have benefit from the French government yeah. when they were students. But when they work here, it's very, relatively very little support.
Ah,
and it's very short term because the government staff are changing from section to section
yeah.
over the years. So there's no long-term planning or support which we can rely on.
And no relationship, really, between the people in these departments,
many
right?
Many times.
Yeah. So you take these contemporary artworks on the road to these European cities and exhibit them. Does the traffic flow the other way, too? Have you seen art students from Europe or from around the world coming here to study and to learn more about Korean contemporary art?
Actually, you know, we have a lot of Korean students who are learning in European countries or in United States.
Sure.
Vice versa is very few, you know.
Slow start.
Yeah, very slow start, you know. But, you know, thanks to the K-pop influence, you know, we have more students who would like to learn not only the arts but the Korean cultures.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I wondered that if this whole Hallyu and K-pop and K-drama has benefited you particularly in your specific sector of contemporary art. Would you say it has?
Definitely, yeah. Since K-pop is influenced, has influenced Asian countries, we have a lot of impacts, good impacts from these countries. But in Europe, I don't think it already started, you know. Still, we have we are suffering from, you know, lack of interest to the Asian arts, you know, something like that.
If you had a chance to recommend to the government, the South Korean government, steps to promote this contemporary Korean art abroad, what would you recommend they do?
You know, actually, you know, Korea has been developing for last 20 years, you know, and especially for economic side. But nation should be developed and balanced together, you know. Economics and politics and cultures, everything should be in balance. So our government should look on more investment in culture sections, especially in overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been doing this art performance for more than 15 years and over. So I always lack the support from government side, actually.
Hmm. Ms. Kim, you had mentioned a collage piece using Hanji paper as something that struck you as one of the most successful. Mr. Chun, do you have a particular piece that comes to mind when you think of the success of contemporary Korean art?
You know, to be very international, it has to be very Korean.
Okay.
So we need to use very Korean materials and Korean techniques and Korean philosophies.
Yes.
And the uniqueness can cover everything. Second thing is, you know, we have to have a special terms which others are not using, you know.
Okay.
This is, we can also say, uniqueness. Uniqueness, but very Korean, can cover international, I think.
I wondered what was, you know, uniquely Korean and what prevents this art from being seen internationally as a pan-Asian kind of thing, something that could be from other parts of Asia like China and Japan. You're saying it's the materials, and you're saying that there are certain very specific Korean techniques.
I think it's a kind of convergence, you know, not only the material, but also the concepts and the techniques. Everything should be mixed together. For example, Korean Hanji can make not only the old Oriental paintings, but also the Western paintings by using Korean, very Korean materials
right.
and techniques. That's what I say is a convergence.
What is a Korean technique, just very briefly?
It's very difficult to explain,
okay.
you know, but labor-oriented techniques.
Okay. All right. So techniques like like collage, like you mentioned before, and just ways of using your painting materials and brushes, things like that.
Not using the traditional brushes, not using traditional oils. You know, they are using a lot of different types of materials and the tools.
Okay, fair enough. Kim Ji-min and Chun Dong-hoon are from A&B Gallery. They've been explaining to us how Korean contemporary art is taking off around the world, particularly at exhibitions in Western Europe. And we've been enlightened a little bit about the unique characteristics of Korean contemporary art. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you
very much.
All right, and that will bring today's edition of KoreaScape to a close. Our show is produced by Christina Saw. GP Nguyen and Jamie Lee are our writers. Remember to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. KoreaScape, one word, is how you find us there. Tomorrow we'll be airing our annual TBS EFM News Special 2015 Year in Review, so be sure to tune in for that. KoreaScape will be back at 9 a.m. the day after, when we come back with Health Mirror and Local Eats. We'll see you then.